Good morning. It's 8:10, currently 57 degrees, fair skies out there, humidity at 84%, and the wind speed is calm right now. Taking a look at the forecast for today, a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50, breezy with an east wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, high near 62, breezy with an east wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25, chance of precipitation 80%. Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 51. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 64. And for Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 65. Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have the Warren County Museum. I have the whole crew in here, or part of the crew. How's that? Part of the crew in here. We have the new executive director. We have a new executive director at the Warren County History Museum, Kellen Heinrichsen.
Henrichsen.
Yes. I was close. When you look at the spelling, it looks like Hein. So
it's a tough one. I'll give you that.
So, all right, Kellen Heinrichsen. Well, it's good to have you here with us this
morning. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. Welcome to the community. You said you've been here about a month now,
a little over a month.
About a month and a half, yeah.
Yeah,
has Monmouth been treating you well?
Very well. Everybody's been really friendly, so thank you very much for the welcome.
All right, very good. Well, I think you have an open house or something coming up. Is that right?
Yep, we're having our first open house of the year at the museum. It's going to be this Sunday, and it's going to be from 1 until 4 p.m. So we invite everybody from the community to come on down.
All right, very good. They'll get a chance to meet you and introduce themselves to you and get to pick your brain on what you're planning on doing with the museum.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there to answer questions, meet the public, and we're also going to have some docents in the exhibits to take you through, show you some of the new exhibits that we've got going up this year, and hopefully just kind of have a good time and enjoy some local history.
So now, how did you get into the museum? When I say the museum business, how did you get into this line of work?
I actually used to be an archaeologist, but once I started working in the field, I really realized that I liked working with the objects, and I got the opportunity to work at a couple museums out in Pennsylvania. Just fell in love with it and kind of been with it ever since.
Fantastic. Yeah. So this has always been of interest to you. I mean, from a young, I know my son, as an example, he got one of those what is it for Christmas? One of those archaeology. it throws dust all over the house, but they're digging for bones everywhere through that thing, and he's really into that.
Oh yeah, ever since a kid. I mean, every kid loves to play in the sandbox. So just digging the dirt, being an archaeologist was just being and playing in the sandbox for an adult, and that just kind of led to where I was. So
yeah,
ever since a kid.
That's really good. Well, it's good to have you here in the community. Look forward to talking to you in the future in relation to some other upcoming exhibits and things that you're planning. But, you know, I welcome you here to the community.
Thank you very much. It's been a good welcome so far.
All right. Joining us also, Carol Parrish.
Yes,
and all I'm supposed
again.
To say is new plow exhibit.
Exactly.
There you go.
We have a couple of new exhibits that I'd like to talk about. And one of them is whenever you walk into the foyer, you're going to be greeted with a display from the Monmouth Airport. And it's the longest running airport in the state. And it needs to be highlighted. So Cindy Humes has been working on that and making contacts. And there's going to be some interesting items for people to see whenever they come. So that's going to hit you when you walk in the door. Then our next exhibit this year, our main exhibit, is going to be on the four different plow companies that were in Warren County or
in
Monmouth.
I don't think everybody fully realizes we had four plow companies.
Exactly. And the interesting thing about this is that we also have homes associated. And some of these larger homes that we have in the city, you wonder, where do they get their money for that? And let's do an example. There's the Carr Mansion. Mm-hmm. Jack, do you know? Have you ever heard where the money came for that?
No.
Take a guess.
Plows.
Plows.
There you go.
Actually,
I made that test.
No, you did. He started with plows, but that didn't last long, mm-hmm. but he went into buggies. But actually, in some of our research, we found we were looking at obituaries mm-hmm. and wills and found out not much information on what they did, but they loaned out a lot of money in the community. And he died in, John Carr died in 1884. Mm-hmm. And we saw this huge list of money that he was loaning out. So I thought, well, who should I go see but Stan Jinks at Security Savings? And he just gave a little insight. This is what he was speculating, was that at that time, the National Bank was 10 years old, Security was 2 years old. And at that time, the banks were loaning money out to companies and not the little guy. Mm. And so these Quimby and Carr, those that had some additional funds, loaned it out to the little guy because they didn't have collateral.
Okay.
So
that
but
makes
they,
sense.
But they loaned it at a price. It was 10% that we found.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Back in what year was that?
Well, this was 1884, so when
so
he
10%,
died.
So 10%, that's pretty high there.
Yeah. But, you know, it was interesting to see, and we went through the list of names trying to see what big names we might see, mm. and there weren't. You know, any common names that we were really aware of. So that was interesting and fun to do. And while I'm talking about that, if anybody out there is interested in doing some research, we would sure love to have you partner with us because we're going to go up to the John Deere Archives mm-hmm. in Quad Cities because we really need to do more research, and they think that they can help us. So if you want to take a field trip with us and learn something new, we would love to hear from you. So
now, correct me if I'm wrong, and you're going to correct me because I am going to be wrong, but the Patti plow.
Yes.
Now, was that an actual manufacturing? The Patti, was that manufacturing? Or what were the four manufacturing
that
plows?
That was. The first one was Carr.
Ooh, I got one right.
There you go. Carr, then it went to Weir. Weir burnt down, became Monmouth Plow. And then we had Patti Plow.
Okay.
And a lot of these same people moved, you know, from company to
right.
company. And then they also realized that to help grow a community, they needed to be philanthropic. They helped start the waterworks. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were associated with the railroad, haven't proved that yet. The banks, the other, you know, Western stoneware, mm-hmm. Things like that. So they helped provide the money, but it also provided a quality of life for individuals here. I did bring some pictures, and I know this is radio, but it gives you an idea of how large these companies were.
Right.
You know, just an expanse.
And so what, I mean, do you have any records showing these date back to what? Like the first plow company dates back to?
Oh, Carr, I have an advertisement from 1854.
So how many did the Carr company employ at that time?
I can't tell you that. And those are still questions that we're trying to figure out
okay.
for that permanent exhibit. But in the meantime, we're just bringing out what we have to kind mm-hmm. of pique interest. Also, maybe there's people that have pictures of Mr. Weir. We're lacking in that.
Mm-hmm.
Some other pictures.
I mean, you see the pictures of some of these facilities, and they're huge facilities. So your mind automatically jumps to they were probably how many people? I mean, it's just you can't fathom how many people would actually work in a facility of
exactly,
that size.
Exactly. And then also to keep in mind, too, these companies did not have stockholders at that mm-hmm. time. And so they were all run by family members. So, you know, brother and sister, secretary, treasurer, you know, it was a close knit unit for those entities there. But as again, that's what helped build this area.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is an exhibit that you guys are working on, or it's actually up in?
No, it's in the works.
Okay.
We're still researching it, but we felt that we have plenty of information right now that we can set some out. Pique interest on that. We're still working on the research part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done a lot locally. Now we're going to have to maybe go to Springfield, go to John Deere, go to some other places and try to, you know, broaden the story some more on that. So.
All right, great. Anything else going on with the museum?
There'll be some children activity also. Cindy Humes does a great job in Grandma's House on that, and so we always like to encourage those with families because you start loving history at an early age mm-hmm. a lot of times. My grandmother got me started you know, it takes somebody bringing you in. So
yeah, one of the things that we do as a family, it's not Christmas, but at Christmas time, what we do as a family is we have a draw in our family, our immediate family, and we each draw a name out, and they each get, I think it's $10, I think is what it is. And we go out antiquing, and we go to antique stores, and everybody in the family draws a name, and you have to buy something for $10 or under that represents that person.
Love it.
And we start digging through all of the history, and the kids are asking a lot of questions, and we've had a lot of fun with the kids on that. Now, you know, we've done this for about 3 years now, and we had contemplated, because our kids are moving on,
$20
and moving
now?
On. No, we had contemplated not doing it this year just because we have kids that are moving on, graduating and stuff like that. Yeah. And Amy and I got in trouble. They wanted this tradition to continue going on. But it's interesting to see, you know, the history when you walk into the antique stores and the kids, what is this? And then you get to talk to them about it. And the museum is no different. Being able to come in and see those articles or those artifacts that are in the museum and being able to tell the story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we're here, get people interested in their local history.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in and giving us an update. Want to make sure we give a shout out again. Your open houses are starting.
Yep. It's going to be the first one. It's going to be this Sunday, May 1st, from 1 to 4 p.m.
All right. So give your regular hours for people.
As of now, we're just open the open houses, so the first Sunday of each month from 1 to 4. One of the first things that I'm hoping to do is probably later this summer get regular business hours. So hopefully by the end of the summer, Monday through Friday.
And it used to be that if groups were coming into the community and wanted a tour, you guys would do tours. Is that still available?
Anytime.
Yeah.
Just contact the museum and they can work out details for you.
Exactly.
On that.
Yeah.
Give us a call and I'll be there. And we can.
And further contact information, if they have questions or want to help do research, who do they contact?
Probably contact me. Yeah, so they can contact me at the museum, and I can book tours if you have any research questions or would like to volunteer your time.
And that phone number is?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
it's in my phone.
Or a website? You have a website?
Yes, we do. We have the WarrenCountyHistoricalSociety.net.
Okay. And Facebook, I assume you have Facebook, too.
Yes, we're on Facebook as well.
All right, so those are two ways.
Warren County History
Museum. So those are two ways.
And the phone number is on that.
There you go. Yeah. Those are two ways you can make contact with the crew as well. But, yeah, always looking for volunteers to come in and help out, and that would be great. So, once again, welcome to the community, and thank you guys for coming in and giving us some great history here.
All right. Thank you very much for having us.
All right. We've been joined in the studio here today with Kellen Heinrichsen.
Henriksen,
I did it again. Doggone it. Henriksen and also Carol Parrish with the Warren County History Museum giving us updates of the open houses coming up the first Sunday of every month and also of the new plow exhibits that they're working on right now to get into the museum. Currently, we are sitting at, 57 degrees. You're listening to the 1330 WRAM Morning Show. Good morning. It's 823.